like to celebrate feasts of lesser-known saints during this particular service. Last week, we celebrated the feast of Ignatius of Loyola. And if you remember, he was the founder of the Society of Jesus, or the Jesuits. Today, we celebrate the feast of Catherine Winkworth. And if you've never heard of her, don't go bad. I'd rather you have done a little research. I'm guessing that anyone who studied the Episcopal hymnal or the history of hymns would have heard of her. And anyone who studied feminism in the mid-18th or 19th century in England will also have heard of her. She was born in 1827 in London, and at the age of two, she moved with her family to Manchester. She was the fourth daughter of Susanna and Henry Winkworth. Her father was a successful silk merchant, which means he was well-to-do and could offer his children a private education at home. And they were also tutored by two celebrated Unitarian ministers who were also writers. Catherine was only 14 years old when her mother died. Her father remarried 4 years later, and Catherine used that as an excuse to leave home. And she went to Dresden, Germany, where she lived with her aunt and was a governess to her cousins. While she was in Germany, she became fluent in German and developed a deep interest in German literature. She studied German hymns, of all things, but that's not what she was called to do, and began translating them into English. She was a gifted translator, and collections of translations of her hymns were published in 1855, 58, and 59. Her hymnal, The Choral Book for England, was published in 1862 when she was 35 years old. It's still in use today for public and private services, special services and festivals in the Church of England. So that's anyone who studied music or hymns would know that about her. People who studied feminism would know that Catherine was adamant about promoting higher education for women. She organized lectures and classes to help people, women, to take the Cambridge College entrance examinations. She also founded Bristol University College, later named Bristol University, and was a trustee to Cheltenham Ladies College and Red Maids School, also in Bristol. In 1968, Catherine joined the Committee on Higher Education for Women and became its secretary in 1978. Her older sister, Susanna, was also a pioneer in feminism, and she served as a delegate both up to the German Conference on Women's Work in 1872. In 1878, when she traveled to France to be a nurse to her invalid nephew, at the age of 51, she suffered a fatal heart attack. After her death, two scholarships for women were established in her memory at Bristol University. Catherine was not the earliest modern translator from German into English, but certainly one of the most popular. Her translations are most widely used of any from the German language. Some of her translations are still hymns that we sing today. So, if you open up the hymnal that's in front of you, to page 397, you will recognize a very famous hymn, very well known, Now Thank You All God. Page 397, look at the bottom, and you'll see if you translate it. Catherine Winkworth. Praise to the Lord. It's also a well-known hymn that she translated. When morning gills the sky, we keep praying now. She translated that. Oh, sacred bed, sore wounded. Was one verse. I think one of the most popular hymns translated from German into English was Silent Night. That wasn't a translation, but it's the most popular of hymns translated from German into English. So, some of our best-loved hymns, they have an international but thanks to Catherine's translations, they can be told in a language we can understand. Amen.